Next patient is 59. Serebryankaya, Serebryanskaya. This is a consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation. Evaluation for electrophysiological studies and the radio frequency. Ablation, history patient is a 69-year-old female with a history of palpitation atrial fibrillation and congestive heart failure. Period patient has atrial fibrillation for some time period. It is not very clear how long she has atrial fibrillation period. Patient is complaining of shortness of breath, dizziness, fatigue associated with the atrial fibrillation. Referred me for electrophysiological studies on radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Current medication, potassium supplement, vitamin D, LKS 5 mg 2 times daily, furosemide 40 mg daily, Entresto 24-26 mg 2 times daily, carbidol 6.25 mg 2 times daily, period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain, weight loss, nevision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspera history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, extremity, no history, arthritis. Neurological, no history, seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 124 over 70, pulse is 70. 280 and irregular respiration, 16, weight is 215 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally heart is irregular, 1 over 6, systolic murmur, head of the sternum border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, pulse on extremity, no edema. Click impression number 1, atrial fibrillation. Recommendation, patient persistent atrial fibrillation and discrete symptomatic period. Discuss with patient regarding electrophysiological studies and early frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is aware that success of the procedure is 70-80% and sometimes need more than one procedure. Period. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger.